Quiet Mind, Day 84, Aliveness Within Stillness, Reconnecting with Your Inner Life Through Presence. Most people are so lost in their own heads, they've forgotten what it feels like to be alive. Not just breathing or functioning, but truly buzzing with the miracle of existence. They're constantly chasing a high, some thrill or stimulation, to distract from a subtle but constant unease. Loud music, risky behavior, or even relationship drama becomes a desperate search for something that already exists within them. The most popular distraction, romantic relationships. Those glittering promises of someone who'll complete me. But inevitably, we blame the partner for our returning dissatisfaction. Want to change that? Start here. Take a few deep conscious breaths. Now shift your awareness inward. Can you feel your body from the inside? Your hands, your chest, your legs? Not as object, but as living energy. That subtle hum, that electric sense of being, that's you. That's not just your body, that's the aliveness animating your body. It's the very intelligence running the show, regulating your heartbeat, digesting your food, repairing cells, without you even thinking about it. Science says the body is mostly empty space, atoms spaced far apart, matter barely clinging to existence. So even the solid body is just a collection of vibrating gaps, a reflection of the cosmic vastness. Your body isn't just in the universe, it is a micro-universe. And that formlessness, that spaciousness inside you is pure life, pure presence. So when you say, I feel my inner body, it's not that you're sensing some object, it's consciousness becoming aware of itself. You, the real you, waking up from the illusion that you're just flesh and thoughts and roles. You go inward, not to get stuck in the body, but to go beyond it, into something eternal. Use this awareness often. When you pause to listen, to look at someone you love, to take in the sky, stay rooted in your body. Let part of your attention rest inside, grounded in the now. That keeps you anchored in the real, not swept away by thoughts or emotional storms. Every now and then, something new or surprising happens. A strange sound, an unexpected sight. And for a split second, thought stops. You're just there, a pure witness. That's inner space. Those gaps might be short, but they're everything. The more you notice them, the more they grow. And with them comes peace, joy, connection. Want to make more space? Let go of your need to be somebody. Drop the urge to impress, the need to be right, the craving to be seen. Try it. Watch what happens when you stop telling your story or proving your point. Instead of shrinking, you'll expand. The ego freaks out. But what emerges is something infinitely more powerful, your true self, unencumbered by form. Stillness is the gateway. You don't think your way into it. You become still, just like nature does, just like the early morning silence. Stillness isn't the absence of life. It's life in its purest, most unfiltered form. And when you're still, you're not your name or your story or your body. You're not who you think you are. You're who you are, always were, always will be.